Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Things are really developing quickly, and I'm going to break down every angle and facet of the situation in Syria, the establishment of media and the government of the West, governments of the West trying to sell this massive fraud, the very jihadis that the West are backing tried to block the Suez Canal today, and they've had to send in attack helicopters to take them out. And our media is criticizing the Egyptian military for basically firing rockets from helicopters into actual al-Qaeda. We are living in the Twilight Zone, and literally thousands of military men, mainly, I haven't seen any women, are holding up pieces of paper that say on them, I didn't join the Marines, I didn't join the Army, I didn't join the Navy, I didn't join the Air Force, depending on what service they're in, to be on the side of al-Qaeda in Syria. And the media has been spinning it that, well, they're being traitors, or that it's all fake. Just because the Syrian Electronic Army took the information and hacked into the Marine Corps website showing the info. No, I've run into military on the streets in the last 2 weeks twice because Austin, Texas, and Central Texas is crawling with military bases. There's just military bases all around us. And they're all absolutely angry and upset about it. Anybody that has military family members knows this. I mean, this is a big deal. The military has been fighting these jihadis for 12 years, almost 12 years, overseas, and a lot of them have been wounded by them. A lot of them have been injured by them. A lot of them have lost friends to them. And they're very, very upset about it, and they know the facts. They know the U.S. military in Jordan has been training al-Qaeda commandos for 2.5 years plus. By the way, that's now mainstream news today. Going to be getting to that. I'm not tooting our horn. It's just, I mean, all I do is study this stuff, okay? I know what I'm talking about more than pretty much anybody else you're going to hear. Does that mean that I get stuff wrong occasionally or get names mixed up? Sure. The world's so complex, folks. I work on this full time and feel like I'm a complete buffoon. I can't imagine being a member of the general public, though, that has no idea how anything works. That must be really scary. Or I guess they say ignorance is bliss, so I guess it isn't scary. It's scary for me to realize that people have been in the dark so much, but now the sea change happened. A week and a half ago, the Reuters poll, other polls, 9 to 15% supports what they've got, depending on the poll, for this attack. And that's a total flip from the numbers that it was previously. It is a collapse of confidence in the system. And that's the big story here, bigger than Syria, bigger than all the ramifications of that, even short term, is this. And we're going to go over it today. Paul Watson has an article up on Infowars.com dealing with the fact that a top law professor who worked in the Bush administration in authorizations for war has come out and said in a law journal that Obama's Syrian attack resolution authorizes boots on the ground. Now, separately, there's a London Telegraph article that our story links to with a former member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying that they've talked to people on the Hill. This is a full-out invasion. Of course it is. They don't have amphibious landing ships in the Mediterranean loaded with Marines because they plan on playing a game of croquet or badminton with Assad. By the way, will you guys pull up the Weekly Standard? We got our own article coming out that shows five different people set up at the State Department. But pull up the dinner with Assad, Kerry's dinner with Assad. He had five of them. There's five separate photos we've got. We're doing an article with other secretaries of state and others with people they set up right after they have the meetings with them. It's all coming up. It's a big transmission. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, already the third day of September 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, as we are at weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back every evening, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Well, we're going to get into all the big developments with the Syria situation on so many fronts. We're also going to look at 40,000 longshoremen quit the AFL-CIO over Obamacare and the open borders. Finally, the unions wake up that they've been completely sold out. We're going to be going over that. Russia issues travel warning to its citizens abroad to not visit the U.S. or countries that have extradition agreements because they say that you may just be kidnapped and disappeared. That's like 30 years ago. Don't go to Russia. You might disappear. Police break up drug-fueled orgy at Masonic Lodge after finding women dancing naked on stage and men filming sex acts. Well, that's what secret societies are for. I know people that have been in the Illuminati. Believe me, it's a lot more serious than that. I mean, look what goes on at Bohemian Grove, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be talking about that report. Before I get into the serious news, I'm very excited about this. We're going to be having Roderick George Toombs, or Rowdy Piper, coming on the broadcast with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rowdy Roddy Piper, of course, the 25th anniversary of They Live, the seminal John Carpenter film that I am a huge fan of because it absolutely gets you outside the box and is a great allegory of what's really happening. And waking up from the matrix and seeing how incredibly obvious it was, how did you not see before? It's only the decision to look a little bit deeper, and that is basically putting on the sunglasses. So I'm told that he is a listener of the show, and that he is into conspiracies and things, again, putting the glasses on. And Sean Stone is going to be on with him, frequent contributor to the broadcast, and I've also been involved with him with his national TV show with Ventura. So Sean Stone, obviously son of the older father director, will be joining us coming up on the broadcast. And I also want to ask him about his dad, Oliver Stone, getting more hardcore in Japan 2 weeks ago and saying Obama is a, quote, snake, and we've all got to turn on him. So we'll play that clip as well when his son, Oliver Stone, director and writer and producer in his own right, joins us as well ahead of Rowdy Roddy Piper joining us. You know, grew up watching wrestling and watching Piper, Saturday night or whenever it came on for entertainment purposes, but really I'm a big fan because of They Live and some of the other films that he's in. So that is coming up. We'll get his take on the world as well. Wayne Madsen will join us in the first 30 minutes of the next hour. Formerly in the Navy in anti-submarine warfare, then in NSA internal security. He's really the original NSA whistleblower, the granddaddy of them all. In fact, if he did the stuff what he did 15 years ago today, he'd probably be in prison. But he's going to join us because he's been to Syria, and he's always got his ear to the ground working up there on Capitol Hill and reporting on national security matters. So we'll get the inside scoop with Wayne Madsen coming up. All right, where to start on this Syria situation? Not only is Syria obviously incredibly important geopolitically to energy prices, to the name of the United States, to the future of NATO, to what's happening in Israel, but it's also important that this is the first time since 1782 that the British Parliament has voted down a prime minister's request for authorization for war. It is the first time in a very long time that the Turkish Parliament, a big part of NATO, has voted down an authorization of war. That happened a few days ago and got almost no coverage here. And it is the first time in recent memory that the Congress hasn't rushed to signal their support without even giving official authorization under the Constitution for the president, El Jefe, the dear leader, the dear one. Don't criticize him. You'll get fired like the rodeo clown. You don't do that in the new land of the free, home of the brave. It's the first time that the president said, I'm going to strike. I can do it if I want to. I don't need your authorization, just like with Libya a couple years ago. Now saying, okay, I do have to get your authorization. But with his surrogates doubling back, Kerry, Secretary of State, saying, I can still, you know, he can still do this if Congress doesn't vote the right way. And we've got Boehner, coming out and saying that he's going to authorize war. Let's get one thing straight. There's been war going on for 2 years and 9 months. By Christmas time this year, it'll be 3 years that Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Turkey, and several other Middle Eastern countries, as well as NATO, with CIA commandos, MI6 commandos, French commandos are one of the biggest forces there. Truly disgusting that they always claim they're anti-war and that are part of this. I guess it's one country ganged up on by all these people. By the way, the French folks are very angry about it. They're almost 90% in polls against it as well. But the socialist president, in trouble for all his scandals, caught the Swiss bank accounts with him and his party exempt from taxes. Basically, when they raise 100% plus tax on the middle class, I'm not joking, a 100%+ tax to absolutely bankrupt all their conservative and libertarian enemies, to extinct them in the country, the power to tax, the power to destroy. He wants a diversion. Obama wants a bigger diversion. There's a lot of factors at play here. There are a lot of groups that can say, well, let's blame Israel, or let's blame France, or let's blame America, or let's blame NATO. You get wars when a whole bunch of different factions of the Western power structure line up, when the stars align with Mars, basically, to use a astrology analogy that would make Nancy Reagan happy. Or you could use an astronomical as well, be more scientific. When the stars align in the house of Mars, you get big hot wars. But let's get this straight. It's come out in the foreign press. I have military sources who 2 years ago told me they were considering retiring early out of the military, people that have been over 20 years, and leaving the United States because they're so disgusted and freaked out by the open training to take on the American people. That's now all public. The FEMA camps, the gun confiscation, the armored vehicles, the bullets, the army time, stars and stripes, all admitting the preparations for war domestically against libertarians, returning veterans, gun owners, Christians. This is all now passe. It's all over the news. Well, of course we're training to take you on. You're the main terror threat. They're just normalizing it ahead of actually trying to do it. When they finally, they build this stuff in secret. They train in secret. But then when they started openly announcing it, you know, on the news saying, we'll arrest you if you talk bad about Obama. We played those news clips, the truth squads. That's when they're really trying to acclimate and hide it in plain view so the police and military and others and judges all kind of follow the herd, the tyrannical train here. They all get hooked up to it and just play ball. The message is going out. It's also a form of intimidation that, yeah, okay, we are... We are training to put you in camps. We are training to take your guns. What are you going to do about it? So the military is all completely freaking out about this. And they're also freaked out. The cherry on top is that at bases in Jordan, in bases in Iraq, I forgot Iraq, and Turkey and all over surrounding this poor country, Syria, they are injecting jihadis who shoot up convoys of cars on the highway. Because if you haven't joined them, they kill you. They killed 40-something men, women, and children just today and then posed with the dead bodies. They're attacking the Suez Canal and military bases in Egypt. When the Egyptian military fights back, our media says, how dare them attack protesters and activists. Our crazy, banker-run, globalist-controlled government is publicly funding jihadis worldwide. And the military... Many of them that have, you know, lost hearing, lost loved ones, lost fingers, toes, legs, arms, they are just absolutely seething. It is just amazing that this is going on. So they're freaking out right now. And when we come back, I'm going to break all of this down. Obama's Syria attack resolution authorizes boots on the ground, plan for military intervention, greases skids for war throughout the region, says Harvard professor, law school professor Jack Goldsmith for the law journal Lawfare, and he worked at the Pentagon and the Bush administration in war authorization. And he says this is authorization to invade the entire Middle East. Now, that's not just him saying it. Here is the London Telegraph, also linked up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. U.S. General says action could be more substantial than thought. Former U.S. Army Chief, one of the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has claimed that Barack Obama is eyeing intervention in Syria that would go beyond a mere deterrent against chemical weapons. Really? He's claiming that? To damage the military capability of the Assad regime. He goes on to say, after the humiliating defeat Obama and Cameron suffered in the last week, that he wants congressional cover. He isn't claiming this. It's absolute fact. Now, it goes on. Here's Obama again. London Telegraph. First Syrian rebels armed and trained by CIA on the way to the battlefield. See, they're now announcing a 2.5-year admitted program to the American people and the Brits. It said Mr. Obama said a 50-man cell believed to have been trained by U.S. Special Forces in Jordan was making its way across the border into Syria, according to the New York Times.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Again, for active duty military personnel to call in. There are literally hundreds and hundreds earlier in the weekend, now thousands, so many we can't track them, of military personnel, mainly officers, non-commissioned, but also I see some of the photos are colonels and captains and others, wearing the uniforms but covering up their face with a piece of paper saying, I didn't join the army to fight for Al-Qaeda in a Syrian civil war. And, you know, to call it a civil war is not even really accurate. The Assad father was brutal and did crush some of the Sunni radicals that were openly trying to take over the country. And I don't want to live in Syria. I don't live in the Middle East. I don't have a dog in this fight. But his son was democratizing, opening things up, had dinner with Kerry five times, was hanging out with the West, was trying to make deals with Israel. And now they have used the fact that they opened their country up in almost the last 3 years, 2 years, 9 months, to inject all these forces into the country. Now, if you go up to Infowars.com, there's an article up there dealing with Assad's meeting with Kerry. One of five that he had, but if you scroll down through the article, we have Gaddafi and Saddam and others meeting with Obama and Rumsfeld and all the rest of them, and how they always sucker these people in. They got Gaddafi 8 years ago to invest most of his money with the West, to open up all the investment, to let Western governments come in. He said, oh, I like Bush now. Oh, I like Obama now. They're my friends. And they use that to absolutely suckering. In fact, it's come out that Tony Blair and Sarkozy actually got a lot of the investment money directly from Gaddafi. And then their answer was to set him up and kill him. And then you could say, well, Gaddafi's a bad guy. Really, compared to Al-Qaeda? I mean, they claim he blew up an airliner over Lockerbie, Scotland. Turned out that really wasn't true. Early on, yeah, he did try to fund rebel groups in the Middle East. I don't live in North Africa, but the point is, compared to the jihadis who are destabilizing everything, he's a great guy. Just like Assad could be compared to them a great guy. It's like, you know, saying Nixon's a great guy compared to Hitler, or Jimmy Carter's a great guy compared to Stalin. I mean, it doesn't mean I want to be under Nixon or Jimmy Carter either. And so you've got all this going on in the military comes out and says, we don't like this. And they're on record saying that. You've had Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, say last year and this year, don't attack Syria. It could start a wider war that could lead to World War III. You've got the British members of the defense ministry coming out. You've got their parliament voting against it. But the media comes out and says it's a hoax. No military are putting these photos out that the Syrian government's behind it. The only truth in that is a kernel of truth. The Syrian Electronic Army, which is really a bunch of hackers worldwide, it's not even the Syrians, people that are upset seeing this country get ganged up on, they took the photos and kind of put it out as a tongue-in-cheek saying, Marines, Army, join the Syrian military against Al-Qaeda. And so the only truth in it is that the Marine website, the Marine Corps website was hacked yesterday, or I guess Saturday, no, it'll be Sunday now, but then Monday the news broke, hacked with that information. But this is real military that's against this. So I thought we'd open the phones up for active duty or folks that have just recently got out. Your take on this. I know you can't talk about it because it's classified. But now it's not classified because Obama is telling Senators Graham and McCain and others, don't worry, I'm sending in the first teams of CIA-trained jihadis. These are not the first teams. They have sent over 150,000, some numbers are higher than that, in the last 2.5 years into the country. And where did I tell you they were mainly coming out of? Jordan. The U.S. military increased its forces there a few months ago with a drill, an exercise, and never left. Mr. Obama said a 50-man cell, this is from the New York Times, believed to have been trained by U.S. special forces in Jordan, was making its way across the border into Syria, according to the New York Times. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought you were told, and that we were all told, that it was only going to be some limited bombing, there was no boots on the ground, because of a chemical attack to help protesters who were chemical attacked. They're not protesters. See, it's all a giant lie. They've had special forces training Al-Qaeda and others for years, ladies and gentlemen, years and years. And now they just want to make the war public to sell you on an open air bombardment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I again want to give the number out for active, current, serving military. Obama is now bragging of what a tough guy he is, that he doesn't need congressional authorization, even though he admits he wants it. The truth is, under law, he does need it. They've always been attacking in the last 2.5 years Syria. They now just want to escalate the whole war. And so now Obama wants to look like he can pull the punches. You know, he can throw the punches. He can do whatever he wants, regardless of what Congress does. So he's bragging about the CIA and the commandos they're sending in. Well, that's what they have. They have CIA, sheep-dipped former special forces is what they are. Most of them contractors, so they get killed. They can deny they were ever there. And they send them in to Syria to engage in every form of mass murder you can imagine. Blowing up churches, poisoning water supplies, shooting up convoys of cars driving down highways, lasing military targets so they can be fired upon with different types of ground-to-ground missiles, ground-to-air missiles. It is just an orgy of jihadi behavior. I know we've talked a lot about that, but now the Pentagon is coming out and basically now saying that they do think it can be successful in an air bombardment of Assad, because they're being ordered to say that by the people that control Obama. So I want to get your take out there. If you're active duty, what do you think of the story we have up on Infowars.com, where the news media and the White House is saying that none of the military is upset about fighting with al-Qaeda, that it's all a hoax, even though many of these people that are posting their photos, active duty people that are posting photos with whiteboards in front of their faces saying, "I joined the military to fight for my country's freedom, not to support al-Qaeda in a Syrian civil war. I serve America and all its people, not terrorists. Please wake up, America." By the way, a lot of these people are posting it to their official Facebooks and to their official Twitters. And if you go to Real Alex Jones on Twitter, we put up a link with the hashtag so that you can tweet at Real Alex Jones your photos and your statements of where you stand on ganging up with the whole West against one little country to go in and commit absolute mass murder and to put the country under Sharia law and to persecute Christians. I mean, this is really incredible. And to see Lindsey Graham and other neocons out there cheerleading this and giving Obama right cover, prodding him, saying, "How dare you don't, you know, take action against Assad when he gassed his own people," when it's been admitted they can't prove Assad did it. And Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul and Rand Paul and yours truly and countless others have said there's video of the rebels firing it. The rebels have done it before and been caught. It's in the Turkish news that's anti-Syria, anti-Assad, going back 6 months ago in the big Turkish newspapers. I've got it here on the stack. I'm going to go over it. It's in the Turkish news that they caught Syrian rebels, al-Qaeda rebels, sneaking back into Turkey with chemical weapons 6 months ago. What, in February? Almost 7 months ago. I mean, anybody who actually studies just even mainstream media, because this stuff's all buried in the news, knows about this. Even the controlled press can't hide this stuff. They just try to say it's no big deal. So the issue is the whole false flag narrative has imploded. And they may even go ahead with the bombardment. They may be able in another 6 months to actually kick Assad out. But what are they going to do then when the world watches al-Qaeda put the country under Sharia law, sexually mutilate all the young girls, kick the women out of college, put burqas on their heads? What is the world going to do in 2 years if the West is able to kick Assad out when we're having to bomb the al-Qaeda who was put in? It's then time to have indictments of Obama and the other war criminals that did this. This is a war crime. This is starting a proxy war in a country that's done nothing to anybody, lying about it. There it is. Syrian rebels were caught sneaking sarin gas across the border in May. That was another case of it then. If you actually click on the article, it goes to the Turkish newspaper. I have the Turkish newspaper here in my stack. I'll dig it out here in a moment. It's just, this is so mind-blowing to see this going on. And so I want to hear from the military. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air, 800-259-9231. And again, you can also tweet your photos, your comments, where you stand, to Real Alex Jones, at Real Alex Jones. And we'll also dig up and show on screen the hashtag from earlier today, where there it is, calling on all active duty military to tweet hashtag I didn't join images to at real Alex Jones to oppose Obama's attack on Syria. And we've opened the phones up to Israelis. They've called in and said, yeah, we know that the Assad regime doesn't really like us, but they're not attacking us. I mean, we know these al-Qaeda people hate us even more. Yeah, this is a bad idea. Then some of the media tries to spin that you're anti-Israel if you don't want to take down Assad. I'm not anti-Israel. I get criticized more than probably anybody else by all the Israel haters for not being anti-Israel. But I don't support corrupt elements in Israel that are doing bad things, just like I don't support corrupt elements in France or Japan or China or England. I want to be above it. I want to be able to show how geopolitically the globalists are playing all these groups off against each other to bring nations into further debt, to create more crises, so they can bring in a global police state as the supposed answer. 800-259-9231. But the bottom line here is the jig is up. The facade is dropping. The blinders are coming off people. The scales are being lifted. The train left the station. The genie's out of the bottle. The people of the world, more and more, are awake and aware. As Brzezinski said 2 years ago to the CFR on TV, he said, the people are awake. He wrote in his book that came out this year, you can pull up the quote, where he said, in the past, it was easier to spend $1 million to propagandize a group of people. Now it's just cheaper to kill 1 million people than to propagandize 1 million people. I'm paraphrasing. Can you guys pull up Brzezinski quote on it's cheaper to kill 1 million people? And I'll give the actual quote. He wrote this in his book. I went and bought it. I actually scanned it. I didn't read it all. I went to the bibliography and then probably read 50 pages out of it just to check the quotes I saw online. And he was talking, I think it's like the five major threats that the world faces. I forget the name of it. But the point is that when I went to buy it, it was a guy in Barnes & Noble who had it pulled out reading it. Looked like a retired CIA type guy. He thought he was real smart. Thought he was cooler than everybody else. And I went over and I started getting the same book. And he goes, oh, Brzezinski. He knew who I was. And I said, yeah, he's a real criminal. And he goes, oh, really? Why do you say that? Like I wouldn't know anything. And I said, well, he admitted that he got Carter to fund Pol Pot so that he could kill 30% of the population. And he also admits he's, you know, created al-Qaeda and divide and conquer. And the guy was like, well, so what? That's how you get things done. And I went, whatever, buddy. You're not on the winning team. You're just being used as well, and laughed at him. He wasn't laughing anymore when I left, let me tell you. But anyways, I just remembered that story. You don't often walk into a store, find where the books are in the public affairs or political science section. You go over there, and there it is. To put it bluntly, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people. Zygmunt Brzezinski from his new Bookie Wookie. The point is that he's upset. He came out last week on Thursday and said, quote, the alternative media is absolutely derailing our operations in Syria. And that we're not doing this now anymore in the dark. Everyone's watching us. As soon as the public figures out how exciting it is to become aware of geopolitical systems and how the world works and all the different factoids and all the players, now you're not concerned about the Dallas Cowboys versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're not worried about the Miami Heat versus the L.A. Lakers. You're not worried about how many pounds some movie star has lost or who her new boyfriend is. It's like a joke once you wake up to people even care about that stuff. It's only useful to interview celebrities to then reach out to their fan base who are in the Matrix. And then they're already interesting celebrities because they're awake, so it's fun to talk to them. But other than that, it means nothing. It means nothing. The minute people learn how to, instead of learning baseball scores, to learn about different mortar delivery systems or different nanotech microplasms being put in the vaccines or once you get into studying what the technocrats study, but from the perspective of liberty, you will never care about LeBron James again. I will assure you. You won't be able to help yourself. I mean, I can go to a party where there's a football game on and kind of get into the game if it's a good game, close, and yeah, hey, the team's winning. I mean, but it's still like I've dressed up in a Batman cape and I'm playing Batman and Robin with my son when he was five. You know, I mean, I did that. I ran around the yard, ran around the house as Batman with my kids chasing me, but you still feel a little goofy when the neighbor looks over and you wave at him and you're in a Batman outfit. You know, I put on a cape and a Batman outfit. And the neighbors look, you know, like, hi, Bob, how you doing? It's like, hey, Alex, how you doing? I'm playing with Rex here. I mean, I can go watch a football game, but it's kind of like go through the checkpoint, have them grab your scrotum, you know, go in, everybody watching you, watching how pathetic everybody is with glassy looks in their eyes. Their whole tribalism that's meant to defend their family and their culture now shunted off into this whole sick game. I said I'd go to your calls, didn't I? We're going to go to Dan, Tyler, Doc, and others who are active duty military and inactive reserve and others who want to give us their take. But let me just briefly give you some of the headlines. Document cam, please. U.S. general says Syria action could be more substantial than thought. Gee, really? It's always been to topple the regime. Obama's lying when he says it's to stop chemical weapons. I mean, how ridiculous. It's just totally illegal to go do this preemptively, so they lie. And, of course, they know they're lying. They know they're lying to you, and everyone in the military knows it's a lie. They treat you like you're total idiots. Obama's Syria attack resolution authorizes boots on the ground. Boom. First Syrian rebels armed and trained by CIA on the way to the battlefield. Bush administration lawyer. Obama is asking Congress for authority to attack anyone on Earth forever. Israel claims joint U.S. missile launch in Mediterranean for target practice. No, it was unannounced to trick the Russians. They wanted to, or somebody to fire their own missiles. I mean, they're not playing games, folks. They want a big war. They want it now. They just don't want to get in trouble later for starting it. And that's what the top former member of the Joint Chiefs is saying about Obama right now in the New York Times. Twitter flooded with active duty military and veterans opposing attack on Syria. That's up on InfoWars.com. MSM claims military revolt against Obama a hoax. Watson's article proves these are real people on their official Facebooks. Continuing. Politicians enraged that Britain gave export license to sell Syria nerve gas chemicals. Turns out the nerve gas chemicals were fluoride used in industrial purposes, the same stuff they put in our water. Mike Adams has an article at naturalnews.com. It's up on InfoWars.com with photos of what they shipped them. Here's another one with the Independent hyping it. Revealed, UK government let British company export nerve gas chemicals to Syria. That's like saying water is an ingredient in beer. So if you gave kids a glass of water, you were giving them beer. It's just ridiculous. But it is a chemical weapon and the final equation that they put in our water. Al-Qaeda militants killed 24 civilians. Machine gunned their vehicles. And now the number's up to 40. Syria and geopolitics of oil. How will rising tensions in the Middle East impact the global energy market? And it just goes on and on and on. Bashar has come out and said, hey, show me the evidence I launched the chemical attack, because I didn't. Here it is. Bashar does an interview. Show me proof of regime chemical attack. And finally, then I'm going to your calls, this little stack of news. Suez Canal Authority says attack attempted on container ship. They tried to blow up a container ship. Jihadis did. The Egyptian military responded by killing them with helicopters. And our media decries it as attacking protesters. That is just some of the news on that front. Rocket kills 15 militants in Sinai. Egyptian state TV. U.S. fuels tension by deploying warships near Syria, says Russia. Egypt's Morsi to stand trial over deaths. 11 Morsi supporters receive life in prison for aiding al-Qaeda. Oh, and I told you this was coming. It's already coming to the U.S., but EU plans to fit all cars with speed limiters, so there's no way you can go faster and attack you by the mile. London Telegraph. This is the total technocratic control grid that's coming in. Dan in New York, current military. What service are you in, Dan? And what do you think about the West arming Al-Qaeda?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What do I think about arming the Al-Qaeda? First of all, let's look back to September 11th, 2001, with the World Trade Center. We all know, you know, and you've advocated itself that it was an inside job. To say that we are now supporting them was to say we supported them to take down the towers themselves. Is that right, or is that not right?
Well, when I say inside job, this is an important question. There was definitely prior knowledge. There was definitely NORAD stand-downs. The supposed hijackers were dual-trained at U.S. bases on record. Muhammad had all of them. I've interviewed the head of the embassy. They were ordered to let him back in to the U.S. 9 months before 9/11. They were told these guys are really CIA. They were CIA guys set up. We don't know exactly what happened. We just know the official story is inaccurate. So when I say inside job, they used it to take our liberties, and now they say Homeland Security's for veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, as I warned 11 years ago, they've now done it. But I'm going to come back to you, Dan, to get your take on that. Tyler, Doc, and others, we'll be right back.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lord hung up. I wanted to get to his point of, do you support funding Al-Qaeda? I mean, they admit it's Al-Qaeda. It's a big deal that we force this point out after 2.5 years of hammering this, that now there's a global discussion about the people that run our country running Al-Qaeda to a great extent. And then when they're in another country like Afghanistan fighting people that just don't want us there, they then call them Al-Qaeda. But then when it's real Al-Qaeda, they're actually funding them. It's absolutely incredible. Let's talk to Doc in Delaware, who says he's military. What branch of the services are you in, sir? Let's go to Doc now. Can we punch Doc up, guys? Doc,
yeah, I'm former, and I'm former, and I have current access to spec op guys and intel guys that have been calling me almost nonstop over the last 3 or 4 days. I want to start the conversation by 3 points about bin Laden and the family that's in the public record. First of all, within the first 48 hours after the attacks, the bin Laden family was allowed to flee the country on Saudi airliners, and they were never interrogated by the FBI. In the public record, mainstream media. Second point, mainstream media. There is currently an Arabic studies chair at Harvard University funded by a bin Laden family foundation. Third point in Colonel Pitt Schaefer's book, Army Intelligence tracked Atta to a residence in Brooklyn that had him under 24-hour surveillance, but, of course, the book was mostly redacted. The information I'm getting is that the attacks are being done by Saudi intelligence at our behest and that they're buying the sarin on the black market.
Well, yes, sir. And then the jihadis are so badly coordinated that they shoot videos bragging while they launch the chemical attacks. And the Turks caught them earlier this year twice now. That's in the Turkish newspapers.
I'm of the Eastern Orthodox faith, and I'm mostly Slavic background. Here's why I'm against this whole thing. There are videos on YouTube of these rebel clowns parading our nuns through the streets with their hands up like prisoners with AK-47 at their backs. There are also videos on YouTube of these rebel clowns beheading our Orthodox priests in the street. As far as I'm concerned, these rebels are filth, and I do not care what Assad does with them or the Russians do with them. They're dogs, and they should die like dogs.
Well, that's what all my military sources are saying, but the White House responds by saying you're a fake caller. You don't exist as active military, but everybody I talk to, Doc, says the same thing you're saying. Let me ask you this question. When you talk to other members of the military, what percentage are upset about this?
80%, 90% on up.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
The people that I know, they're true spec ops and true vets and ex either State Department, DIA, or CIA guys, including older guys from the Cold War. They've said to me that this has false flag written all over it, to a man.
Well, yeah, they caught him red-handed doing it. I wonder why they don't seem to care and aren't even upset that their own jihadis are on video loading the chemical mortars.
Well, you see, Putin had a secret project, okay? Yeltsin was giving stuff away for bribes. Yeltsin appointed Putin because Clinton screwed the Russians. Putin was Yeltsin's successor at Yeltsin's choice. Putin had a secret project run by the FSB, which is a successor to the KGB. Putin, either by hook or by crook, bought back all that he could find of any nuclear backpack bombs and any nerve agents or chemical agents that had escaped the former Soviet Union. He brought them back inside of Russia in a secret program. That's been published in the Financial Times.
No, you're right. That was led by Alexander Lebed, wasn't it?
Yes, Alexander Lebed, and that was published in public, Alex, in the Washington Post and the New York Times.
Absolutely. The Russians do not want war, ladies and gentlemen. They're just trying to put their country back together, and the banksters want to play us off against them. We'll be right back with more calls. Thank you, sir.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.